Mem Ches Amud Beis, the fourth big lie. Mishichor Beis Hamikdash, Butel Hashomer. Tana Rabbanan. What is a Shomer? Shomer, Shabo Bona Shlomo was Beis Hamikdash. The Shomer was used to cut the stones for building the Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar Vahabayas Bihi Bonaso Evan Shlomo Masa Nivna. The Beis Hamikdash was built with complete stones. Cut. Nivna Hadvorim. Hadvorim Kiksovim Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says it would be taken literally. Omer Lord Nechem Nivchi Efshel Omer Kain. Valokvanem Arkol Eil Avonim Yikaros Miguroros B'Mageira. That it says in another pasuk that they were sawed with a saw, the rocks. And Kain Matam with Lomer Lo Nishma Bayis B'Benoso. That there was no metal heard when they built the Beis HaMikdash. So here it says that they used saws, obviously metal implements to cut the rocks. Right, and we're talking here about the rocks to build the building itself. The Mizbeach is a special halacha that has to be Avovin Shlemos. We're not talking about Mizbeach, we're talking about the whole Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was Machmir and built the entire Beis HaMikdash without cutting the stones with metal. And Rav Nechemi says not true.
How do you cut it out without tools from the quarries?
That's the use of shamir. We'll see one second.
No, but according to the other
ones, that's it. They use the shamir.
According to
Shohayim is maskin b'chutz, machnis b'fni. So Rav Nechemi says einachinami. He didn't use these implements inside the area of the Beis HaMikdash, but he cut the stones outside and brought them in, what's it called, already cut. Omre Rebbe, Nirin Div Rebbe Yehuda, Ba'avni Mikdash. Rebbe Yehuda, the Avonim of the Mikdash itself, Rebbe Yehuda is more right, that they didn't use any implements to cut those stones. The Div Rebbe Nechemi, Ba'avni Beiso. And Rav Nechemia, that's where he's talking about the building his own palace there on Yechidami. He cut the stones, what's it called, off and brought them finished to his home. Rav Nechemia, Shamir Lamayosa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you needed the Shamir to cut the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. But, and also the Chori, he also his own home, his own palace he built like that with the Shamir. Right? According to Rav Nechemia, though, what do you need the Shamir for? They cut the stones as long as they didn't cut them on the place of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Miboy lechidetanya. Avonim halalu ain't kostin also bidyo. The Avonim that went on the Ephod and the Choshen, those were what's called, had to be inscribed. And they weren't inscribed with a metal instrument, but that's where they used the Shamir. Mishum shenamar pesuche chosam. Right, you don't just write on them, they have to be engraved. The ain misartin aleihem beizmal mishum shenamar b'milu osam, and you can't scrape out letters on the stones because it says they have to be complete. Ela kosiv aleihem b'dyo, they used to write on it with ink, as to make a stencil. Umar lohen shamir mibachutz, and they showed the shamir outside where to form itself around the letters. And the stones would be cracked open by themselves. They wouldn't lose anything. They'd just be cracked. Like a fig cracks open. Doesn't lose anything. Just has a crack in it. There are cracks in the ground. So that's how the Shamir worked. It somehow cracked the stone, made a fissure in the stone, but didn't take anything away from it. So it was Bimilu Osam, and it was also Psuche Chosam. It was what's it called? It was engraved, and it was not missing anything. To Rashi. Shomer Lamayosa, Damrina Meseches Gittin, Sheviu Shamir Agidei Ashmadai, the whole story in Gittin of how they brought the Shamir from the head of the Shadim, Malka the Shadoi. Avon Halalu, Shebe Eifod the Choshen. They needed the Shamir for the stones of the Eifod and the Choshen. Psuche Chosam, Chakak Mashas. Mashas was engraved. the miluasam shushlemos shlo yachzu mehem klum. But if you engrave it and you cut something out, it's not complete. So you had to, so how did they do it? They wrote on it and then put the shamir on what the stencil they wrote, and it cracked it open in that place. Al pnei hadio kichritz ha'os, and then it cracked it open and it was engraved and it wasn't missing anything. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, shamir ze brioso kisaora. The shamir is formed from something. It's original. It's the size of a saora, of a barley corn. Misheshesimei bereshis nivra, and it was one of the nivroyim from sheshesimei bereshis. The ain called over kashi yochol am b'fanav. Nothing hard is impervious to the power of the shamir. Right? Some kind of radiation or some kind that it emits that cracks these things. The mem shamrin also. Where do you put the shamir to hold it? Because if it breaks everything open, it can escape. So where do you put it? Korchin also besvugim shel tzemer. You wrap it in the pieces of wool. Or meinichin also beitni shel aver maleya subi saorin. And you put it into a tube of lead, which is full of sibe saorin, the barley fibers. Amar Rabami, Mishachar of Mikdash Rishon, Batla Shira Parnda Uschuchis Levana. Right, when the Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash, was destroyed, already these expensive things were bottled. They no longer existed in the world. The Churban Abayis had an effect on these very expensive things. One is some kind of silk, Rashi. Initial aver guvsa is a certain kind of tube. Shira parndana min meshihu, some kind of very special silk. The world was affected. That silk wasn't produced anymore. And the same thing goes with what's it called zechuchis levana, a certain kind of glass, special crystal. Didn't exist anymore. Tanya nami hachi mishachar of nikdash rishon bat lashira pardna v'schuchis levana. The Rechev Barzel. The same thing goes with chariots made of iron weren't the same quality anymore. The Yeshlamim Ayef Yayin Korush Haba Misnir Hadoma Ki Ilugu. They used to bring wine. Their wine was very thick, like a syrup, and there was wine that congealed into solid cakes, like you have cakes of figs that you press together and they make like round cakes out of them. The same thing over here, they used to make wine that congealed and send it and then they used to take it into battle and have solid wine that they would then mix with water and be able to have wine. Okay. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. The Nofes Sufim, another thing that was bottled in the Beis Hamikdash was bottled, was my Nofes Sufim, Omarav Solish Tzofa Al Gabe Napa, Vidome Le Isa Shinilosha Vidvash Vishemen. Solish, a very fine flour that congeals on the top or floats on top of the sieve. And it looks like dough already that was mixed with honey and oil. The Levi Omra, very, very, in other words, the flour itself was very rich a very rich flour. The Levi Omra, Shtei Kikros Advekos Betanur Vetovchos Ubos Achimagios Zulazu. It was talking a different bracha. That when they baked the bread rose so much that when it cooked in the oven, if you put two breads in, they continued rising during the baking process and touched each other. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar Zu Dvash Haba Min Atzifia. The Nofes Sufim is a certain kind of honey. My Mashma can Metargim Rav Sheshes Kama de Nitzon de Brioso the Shait and Beromi Alma umasmashin duvsha mi isvei tura. Right, that the people go and they travel in the Roman Empire, and they bring divash from the mountains to Rashi. Shnei kikros hadvekos shehoisa bracha mitsuya beisa ukimedabkin kikros bedofnei hatanur achas bedofen zeh achas bedofen zeh shekenegdo vehein tfuchos. Right, when they put bread in the oven, they used to stick the bread to the walls of the oven. So they put one bread on this side, and one bread on this side. They rose so much while they were baking that they end up touching each other. Achemagas pnezu lezu kitzuf zu shegodl umishpashet v'holech v'tola ba'aver kein elu tzofos v'tfuchos ba'aver. So tznofet sufin has to do with tzofos. They what's it called? They float in the air. Towards each other, they rise in the air. Min hatzofim hehorim hagvoim shemishon tzofim lemirachok. High mountain where you can, it's like a lookout spot. So that's also called tzofim. So the dvash, the comes from these high mountains. There's a special grade of dvash. My mashma mehecha yalthis shedvash bo minahorim. Where do you know that there's a certain kind of honey that only comes from the tops of the mountains? It says kasher sena hadvorim kol han. We didn't hear yet. Okay.
What's the purpose of all this? The Gemara is trying to say
to tell us that the effect that the churban beis hamikdash had on the world. Okay. Tanan hosam kol han nitzok tohor chutz midvash zifim vehatzipichim. Right. When you pour something into something else that's tame, the thing that you're pouring is an amud, right? The stream. Okay, that's good. The stream does not connect the thing that's tame to the thing that you're pouring from and make it tame. The stream is not a connection, except by dvas zifim. Because there the stream is so thick, it's like the things are touching mamish to each other. And sapichim, my zifim, omer of Yochanan, dvashim is zifin bo. Right? It's dvash they use to adulterate other things. Rish Lakish omer al shem mekomo. That is, zif is the name of a place. Kidosiv, zif etelim uba alos. Kiyotzi bedovrata omer, we find a similar machlokas. Divo hazifin. Vayomru l'shol halo David. The Zifim came and they told David Shol where David was. My Zifim, what are these Zifim? Of Rabbi Yochanan ben Yodam on the Zifim Divrayim. There are people who speak falsehoods. For Rabbi Elazar Omer al Shem Mekom, no, there are people who came from the place called Zif. You'll see Zif Vitellus Ubalos. Okay, the name of a place. Rashi. Kol hanitzok hamaara mikli tohor lekli tame. Person who pours something from a kli or in kli tame. So ein hakiluach mitzarfon. The stream does not connect the two kelim lios chibur letame es masha besoch hakli shumaara mimenu. It doesn't. The fact that the now one part is connected to the tame kli and becomes tame does not go back and matame the upper kli. Chutz mijaz zisim shuhu av ma'od, very thick. Varihuka mechuber, there's mamish like a solid thing that's connecting the two things. Shakiluach posekhu v'holich milmata lamala v'hachyamriyim b'midos. Right, that it's mamish so solid that as if it goes back to the, it remains like a solid thing between the two things. Hatzapichis shehein ovos v'nimeses hashayva im hadvash. Right, hatzapachas, that's the wax in the honeycomb. Is also very thick. Shemazayfin bo mitoshu tov ve'ah ma'arvin bo mayim ve'yayin ve'ein nikoros bo. You can adulterate this honey and you won't see it. It's so thick. You could put wine in it and other things and adulterate it. And that's what they do with honey today also. That's why honey has to have a good hechsher. Shemazayfin shakron ve'holchira. Mazayfin means that they're liars. They ziyuf means something that is false. Okay. Uposkuan she amona, Om Rabbi Yitzchok, Elu b'nei Odom, Shehem ma'aminim b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Pasku Anshi Amona, people who really believed in the Rabbanu Shalom and trusted him. The Tanya Rabbi Lezer Agor Lomer, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Pas Besalo, the Omer Ma Ochel Lamacher Einu El Miktari Amona. The person who has food to eat today and he's worried about tomorrow is not really Aish Amona. He doesn't really trust the Rabbanu Shalom. So people believe and they trust, but if they put to the test, they still worry about tomorrow, then they're miktani amona. So people who really believed and trusted in the Rabbanu Shalom, didn't worry about the next day, that was what's called, didn't exist anymore after Churban Bayis. The Beis HaMikdash made such an impression that it gave people chizuk in their emuna. It's all the nisim that happened there or whatever. The Kotzker Rebbe says it doesn't mean that the person's a miktani amona because he's worried about tomorrow. Nobody has any guarantees. But he's not worried about today. Right? Why are you not worried about today? Because you have a piece of bread in your basket. That means you trust the bread. Right? If you'd really be trusting the Rabbanu Shalom, you wouldn't be sure about today either, just because you have the bread. So, Misha Doeg Masha Yochal Mocher, you're only worried about tomorrow. Because you trust the bread, they don't really trust Rabbanu Shalom. Because if you're worried, you should worry about today too. Maybe the bread will go away and the Rosh Hashanah won't let you eat it. So if you really had emuna and trust in the Rabbanu Shalom, you wouldn't be assured that everything's going to happen that you want, but you would be just as unassured about today as you would be about tomorrow. V'hainu dom Rebbe Lezer, my deceive, ki mi boz liyom katnus, mi goron le tzadikim, she is bazru shulchan and lo'asid lofo, what caused the tzadikim that their shulchan in the world to come should be diminished? Their emuna was diminished. Rava Omer Eluk Tani Bnei Risha Yisrael. These are the children of Rishoyim Shemevaz Bezin Din Aviim Laosid Lava. They diminish the din against their parents Lagabi Olam Haba. Why? Omer Lefan Ribono Shel Olam. Me'achashata Osid Lifra Mehen. Lama Hikisa Sheneim Bom. Right? The Maisa, sometimes the children of Rishoyim die as a punishment for their parents. So these children, Lashon Lava, are going to say, you knew you were going to punish our parents in Olam Haba. Why did you also punish them in Olam Hazeh by us dying and being a punishment to them? And in that way, they diminish the onish, Olam Haba, for their parents. Rashi. Shemaminim Bakarish Baruch Hu, Levater Mamonam LeNoi Hidr Mit. They believe in the Rabbanu Shalom and spend money on hider mitzvah ulitzdaka ulahotzah shabbos v'yom tovim, because they have tremendous trust in the Rabbanu Shalom, not worried about what's going to be tomorrow. So they spend their money today on mitzvahs and don't worry what's going to be tomorrow. The people like that don't exist anymore, and therefore, because you don't have that emuna, it works both ways. If you had that emuna, everything would work out. But if you don't have that emuna, it's not necessarily going to work out. And then if it's not necessarily going to work out, you shouldn't spend your money now on hider mitzvah, and you'll have to take tzedakah tomorrow. She's bazu shulchanim lasid lavo, she'ain mekavlim schar sholim. They don't get the full schar that they used to get. V'hochi mash mekim, mi boz liyom haboa esat tzadikim. Katnus emona. They diminish their emuna. These are children of Rishoyim who died when they were young as a punishment for their parents. So they're going to tie into the Rabbanu Shalom. They diminish and tear up the din against their parents in the next world. When they go to judge their parents, they say, Rabbanu Shalom, you already judged our parents. They were judged by us dying. Why do you have to take away from their schar and olam haba too? Amar of Eloi bar Yevarechya ilmalei tefilosu shel David how you call Yisrael mochri revav. Would he for the tefila of David Amelech, right? Everybody in Klal Yisrael would have a job of what's it called of selling revav. Revav is some kind of pitch or whatever. Dover mosk you go nchele v'shumen the nidbek bigbadim and imosim. 60 clothes or whatever. Only poor people sell this stuff. It's not a popular thing to deal with. Shenemar, Shiso Hashem, Mor Elohem. That's what David HaMelech David. Le'el minek shiv, ki lo lenetzach yishkach evyon, tikva saniyim. David HaMelech said the Rabbanu Shalom won't forget the poor people forever, and he is the hope of the aniyim. Tikva saniyim tovad lo'ad. right? Sheisa Hashem Mora Lohem, Tain Lohem Morus La Osan Aniyim Osher Shiut Hagoyim Nohagim Bohem Kovid, VeYedu Hagoyim Shehein Enosh VeEinon Elohus Shein Kol Hakovid VaHagdula Shelohem. Right, so David HaMelech Davin that Klal Yisrael should have covered in the eyes of the Goyim, and they should be respected, merchants, and not people who are Aniyim Marudim that have to deal with disgusting things. If it wouldn't be the tefillah of Chabakuk, the status of Torah would be so down that two people would have to cover in one blanket to learn Torah. Right? That's how poor they would be. Shenemar Hashem shomati shimacha yiresi Hashem pa'olcha bekerev shonim chayeyu al tikra bekerev shonim el bekrov shnayim. Right, that the two people miskasim betalas echad mishum oni, because they're so poor they can't afford more than one talis between them. Bekerev shonim also pu'ula shelcha dahainu dvar Torah shehi bekiruv shnayim sheshnayim tzrichim liskarev yachad bekisu yachad chayehu refaehu v'harvach lohem v'yite lohem chiyusam. So Chabakuk daven that the Rabbanu Shalom should repair that situation. V'omer Rebeloi b'ravechya shnei talmidei chacham mahalchim b'derech v'ein b'neim divrei Torah. Two talmidei chacham are traveling together and they don't talk Torah to each other. Ruyim li sorry the ash shenemar vehi hema holchim haloch the davar the hine rechev ash time of the ikadibur halekadibur ruyim li sorry. So by Elisha and Elio they were walking and they were talking to each other, and then there was a chariot of fire that came and took Elio away, and they didn't get burned up. Mashu, if they weren't talking to each other in divrei Torah, they would have gotten burned from it. V'omer Beloi bar Yevrechia shnei talmidei chacham hadorim birachas they ain't nochin zeb zeb halacha. Two talmidei chacham live in a city and they don't speak Torah one to the other. Echad meis, one of them is going to die. Ve'echad golem, one goes into golus. Shenemar lanu shomer otzeach asher yitzach esreiu bevli das. They ain't das al Torah. Shenemar nidmu ami bevli das. So if there's bevli das, if they don't share their Torah with each other, so one dies and one goes into golus. Rashi, heima holchim haloch ve'daber bedivrei Torah be'liyov ve'lishuksi. Ruin li sorif sha'al menas kain bo harechav aish aleihem. The chariot of fire would have burnt them had they not been talking divrei Torah. Echad meis ayidei chaveiro shehargo b'shogeg. So this guy runs away because one of them dies through the agency of the other one. Not necessarily kills him b'shogeg, but it means he's the cause of his death because they don't learn Torah together. The zegola lori miklat. Im ein kan misa simin lemisa v'golus simin legolus. Shechad meis shechad golden. If it's not mamish that case, one kills the other and goes to gol. It means that's what's going to happen. One of them is going to die or before his time, and the other one's going to end up going into golus. Bifli das al shelo hoyelohem das lios melamdim ze ze. That they didn't share their Torah, teaching each other and learning from each other. Nidmu ami v'seif in the krah v'tishkach Torah selohecha. So b'li das refers to the absence of Torah. Okay. What was it used for? No, Mestam, it was around, but they didn't. The Gemara in Gittin says that it existed. They didn't need it. So when they wanted to get it, they had to capture it, right, from the wild, and put it in this thing, so then they could use it and hold on to it. So but when it lived in the wild, it was in the wild. Ashmadai knew where it was. I remember the Gemara says it existed somewhere, but they never needed it. And now they had to go capture it. I don't know if it was one or was a kind of species they had, but the Marzman was the one thing that they caught. It lived in the wild, and they had to capture it, and they had to hold on to it. We're on Memtes Omer Aleph, the middle of the Omer. Omer of Yehuda, Bereder of Chia. Kol Tamid Chacham Osik V'Torah, Mitoch HaTchak, a Tamid Chacham who is Osik V'Torah, even though he's very poor, Tfilos Nishma, special school that his tefillah is answered. Shenemar, Am b'tzion yeshe b'Yerushalayim b'chol of sifke chanun yechaneich v'kol zakecha kishomo ancha. Right, the Am b'tzion, when they'll cry, the Rabban Shem will hear their tefillah, and right after that, uksi basrei, the nosan Hashem lochem lechem tsar umayim lachas. Talking about a person who has very meager means, just bread and water to eat, and that's a skula that his tefillah should be answered. Rabbi Avo Omer Masbien Oso Mizivshina. That kind of person who is what's it called? It's talking in that context. In that context, the Moshe Hashem Lechem Tzar Ma'im Lachatz. In that context, the first pasuk says that your tefillahs will be nishmoim. Rabbi Avo says Masbien Oso Mizivshina. The person is zoche that he sees the glory of the Shechina. Shenemar v'hoyu einecha ro'os es morechov. Morechov here is referring to the Rabbanu Shalom. V'acha bar chanino omar ath ein hapar gud mila b'fonav. The curtain that separates between the Rabbanu Shalom and the tzaddikim in Gan Eden won't separate for him. Shenemar lo yikonef od morecha. Right, you won't, your mora, I mean the Rabbanu Shel Olam, will not be separated by his clothing, his konof, to you. So you have a direct connection to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Okay, Rashi, ki am b'tzion yeshev, elu yoshve yeshiva, yeshivas Torah. Right, these are the people who sit and learn Torah b'yeshiva. The Sefer Dikra, Chanun yiten chol lekol zakecha, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam will answer your tefilos, and it puts it into the context. When is that? When you're eating lechem tzar, the mi hakosam medaber, who is it, that original pasuk talking about? By the mishem mezonos of koshim olav, who has bread and water. The afal pikein yoshev osib b'torah, and still he's osib b'torah. So the second pasuk puts the first pasuk into context. V'hoyu einecha, the chen basreksi v'lo yikonev. Right, it says over there also that you'll be able to see kibiyochel the shechina, and lo yikonef, there won't be any separation. Pargo is a mechitza. Lo yikonef, lo yiskase mimcha biknat bigdo mechitzaso. There won't be any separation between you kibiyochel and the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Mishum Rav Yeshua Miyom Shechor Beis Hamikdash Omer Rava B'chol Yom V'Yom Meruba Kilos Mishal Chadeiro. Since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, every day the klal is worse than the day before. Shenemar Baboker Tomar Miyitein Erev says in the Tochacha, which is referring to after Churban Abayis, and in the morning you'll say, who will already give me evening? Maybe it'll be better. Uve Erev Tomar Miyitein Boker, and at night you'll say, who will give me a new day? Say, hi, Boker, which Boker are we talking about? The next day or the previous day? Ilema Boker de la Mocher, at night you'll say, I wish it was tomorrow. How do you know? Mi yoda mai have. Maybe tomorrow will be worse. What are you looking forward to tomorrow? Ela de Cholif. In other words, by night already you're saying, oi, halavai, it was yesterday morning. Right? Because things have gotten worse today. Ve'ela alma maikom mekayim. If that's the case, that the world is going to be so bad, so many klolas, what keeps the world going? Akdusha the Sidra Vaiheshmi Rabba da Agarita. And the Kedusha the Sidra, which is Kodosh and Baruch that we say by Uvolatzion, and Yeheshmi Rabba that you say after Agarita, the Kaddish Rabbanan. Shenemar, Eretz, what?
Why Uvolatzion? Why not the Kedusha?
Kedusha the Sidra. That's Kedusha the Sidra. That's not the Kedusha. Yeah, that's called Kedusha the Sidra. It's not the regular Kedusha of Shimon Esri. Kedusha Sidra is the one where we say the Kedusha and we're Matargim it into Targum. So there you have also Torah and Tefillah. Shenemar Eretz Ofsa, Kemo Ofel, Tzalmavis, Velo Sidorim. V'hayeh Sidorim, Tofia Me Ofel. If there's no Sidorim, then the world's going to descend into darkness. But if Lamaisa, there are Sidorim, and here that's called Kedusha the Sidra, that's, that saves the world. Right, Rashi. The lemacher miyitein shiyavo yom. Who? What's it called? Halavai should be tomorrow. That's the pshat. Miyada im yetiv min halayla. How do you know it's going to be any better than now? El decholif. Saying halavai was yesterday. Miyitein v'haya ze yom habo kezesh over. El alma amay mekayim me'achre shaklola holeches tamid v'raba. How does the world continue to exist? Akdusha de Sidra, Seder Kedusha, Shalotiknua Elishu, Kol Yisrael, Oskim Betora Bechol Yom, Dover Muat. Why were the Misakin of Olatzion, the Kedusha de Sidra, that all of Klal Yisrael, at least they have the Davin, so there'll be Yotze Torah in the Davening. Sha'omer Kriyaso the Targumo, because in that you say the Kriya and the Targum. Right, it's only by Yuvalotzion that we say the Kriya and the Targum. Right? The Hain Kaoskim Batorah. And that's like Esek HaTorah, Uvalotzion. The Kivan Shinoi Bechol Yisrael, Betalmidim, Uva Ami Ha'orah. And since everybody does, everybody davens, and they learn a little bit of Torah when they say Kedusha de Sidra, right? Both Talmidei Chachomim and Ami Ha'orah together. The Yesh Kan Shtayim, Kedusha Sashayim, Betalmud Torah. Because they also say it Berlashon Aramis. They say it again to repeat it. It's not just Kedusha Sashayim, it's also Talmud Torah. Chavifu. Therefore, it's very precious. The Chen Yehesh Me Rabba Mivorech Sha'onim Acher Hagada Sha'adarsh and Doresh Barabim B'chol Shabbos Hayu Noagim Kach. After the drasha, they used to say a Kaddish Rabbanan. The Sham Hayu Nikbotzim Kol Ha'am, and there also it was all of the people. The Amayura Aretz and the Talmid Chacham would gather, and they would listen to the Agadita. L'shmo l'fi she'eino yom shel malacha. Right, you know, can't go to work anyway, so they used to come to the shir. The Yesh Kan Torah, the Kiddush Hashem, same thing. Yesh Me Rabba is Kiddush Hashem and Torah. So where there's Torah for all of Klal Yisrael equally, right, and there's also Kiddushas Hashem, that's what keeps the world going. Sidorim, Sidrei Parshios de Torah. Okay, let's go on. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Tahara Batla Tam Vareach. Because Tahara was Batla, people lost their the taste and the aroma of things. Everything was diminished. Meiser Bittel Shuman Dogan. Because they were Mavatla Meiser, so the fatness of the grain, right, the richness of the grain was Batla. Rav Huna Ashkach Tumarta de Chinenusa. Right, Rav Huna found this date that was a remnant or a remembrance of what dates used to be. Real fat and juicy date. Shokla karka besudre. So he took it and wrapped it up, you know, as something important. Also Rabba Barei, his son Rabba came to him. Omerle, morchina recha de chininusa. I could smell a really nice date. Omerle, beni tahari yesh b'chof. You can smell that. Your sense of smell is so strong, it must be that you're tahor. Because the sense of smell is connected to the neshama. How do you know you make a bracha on aroma? Because kol ha-neshama tahalel ka. So if you have a very keen sense of smell, it means your neshama is very sensitive. So your neshama is only sensitive if you're tahor. So I see that you have extra tahara, and therefore your sense of smell is extra special. You have a niale. So he gave him the date. Adahachi osa Abba Berei. Then his son came. What's it called? Rabba's son, Abba came. Shokla, Yovaniale. So he took the date that his father gave him and he gave it to his son. Omerle bni samachtes levi kisa shina. You made my heart happy because you're extra tahar, but you also dulled my teeth. Hainu da amri inshi, because you gave the date that I gave you to your son, instead of keeping it for yourself. And that's what people say, Rachmi da Abba Aboni, fathers have Rachmanis on their children, but Rachmi da Boni Aboni, and children have Rachmanis on their children, not on their father. The Havile Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Itpol Bey, Rav Yaakov Bar Barte, right, what's it called? We have a Maisa, similar Maisa, we see this, where, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, right, took care or raised his Rav Yaakov, who was his grandson, his daughter's son, his grandson from his daughter. Ki Gadol, when he grew up, the grandson grew up. Amrle Ashken Maya. So Rav Yaakov, what's it called? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said to his grandson, "Give me something to drink." Amrlo La Brichana. Right, I'm not your son. Right, that I should be mechabed you like a father. Behindu damri inshe, Rabbi Bartcha. One second. What's it called? The amri inshe, Rabbi Bar Bartcha. Right? I'm not your real son. I'm just your grandson from your daughter. And from here we see a little bit that a grandson is not chayav because kibud av is at least not equal to kibud av. There's a shaila whether there's a chiyuv of kibud to a grandfather from to a grandchild. Right? Some say that it's only grandchildren from the son, because b'nei bonim harein kim bonim, but not from a daughter. And some say that there's a chiyuv on both, but not the same chiyuv as a mamash parent. Okay, Tara, she poskom Yisrael when tahar bitam heiro reichem tosha hayu tahorim v'noagim b'tara afakadosh baruch hu metayer peroseya mireach ra v'hatamra. Right, because they were tired themselves, the Rabbanim Shem saw to it that the fruit had a nice aroma or whatever. Or the other way, I told you that the since they were tahar, they had a more keen sense of aroma and taste, because those are more spiritual kinds of feelings. Meiser bittel shuman dogan, but avon pisuk meisers, because he stopped giving meiser, posuk shuman adogan. The dogan stopped being produced with tremendous fatness. Kishmo shall meiser ikri chaylev. The meiser is called chaylev. Call chaylev a call yitzor l'ashem. So chaylev means the fat grain. Kedechsiv call chaylev yitzor. Dechaninusa shmeina, a big fat. What's it called? A date. The Yeshba Reyachtov, and that date had a very nice aroma. Umint Marim Huliatsman. It's a certain species of date that was very, very, rich. Tahara Yeshba Cholafichach Marichalacha, the low bottle Harech Meyatzlacha. So you see from here, it's not just that the Rabbanu Shalom gave a aroma to the pre when there was Tahara, but a person who has Tahara can smell better. So both things are there. When there was tahara, the Rabbanu Shalom made the fruit smell good. And when a person has tahara, he can smell it extra, special. Also brei, deraba barbarhuna, omrale, rafhuna lebrei, somachtus libi betarasecha. I'm very happy that you're extra tahar. Vehikisu eshainai, sherisoni shavoscha, albincha yosem meolai. Shenotalta mimen, even asati lesatalo. You took the date from me, right, and you gave it to your son. So I see from there that their son's more precious to you than me. Because if not, you would have left me have the date instead of taking it from me. Rachme Ava, Itpalbe Gidlo Bideso. He raised this grandson. Rebbe Rebbe, Godel Godel, Osi, you Gadel Gadel, Rabbi, means you brought me up, right? Godel Osi, Vafo Pikein, any bincha, but I'm not really your son. And even though it says a person who brings up a Yosom, his house is like he gave it to him, but it's like, but not exactly. Okay. Bar Bartecho Aniv V'Ein Olai L'Chabdecho Kiben. I have to nimechabed you, but not mamish like a son. Okay. B'Pulma Shul Aspasinus Gozru Alatoros Chasonim V'Al Ha'irus. Right, when the legions of Aspasinus came against Eretz Yisrael. After that, they made a gzeira on Atoros Chasanim. The Gemara will explain what all these are. That they stopped wearing these Atoros by a chasana. The Al Ha'irus. The Pumus Shal Titus Gozer Atoros Kalas. The Shalo Yilamin Esbeno Yivonis. Right, after the legions of Titus came the first time, so they made a gzeira that the Kalas don't wear their Atoros by the chasana. And, you now don't change your child Yivonis, Greek. The Pumas of Achron, the second time that Titus came, when he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, Gozer Shlotetzi Akala Ba Pirion Besocha Ir, they used to bring the Kala out in a big chuppah into the middle of the city, part of the preparations for the Chasana, they brought him Vatal that. Rabbi Seinu, he Titus Shlotetzi Akala Ba Pirion Besocha Ir. And the Rabbanan held no that, that she can do that. They weren't Mavatlin. Mishmeis Reb Meir Batlu Moshele Mishalim. When Reb Meir died, the people who were able to give good Mishalim died with him. In other words, he was the last of the good Moshele sayers. Mishmeis Ben Azai Batlu Ashakdonim. When Ben Azai died, the people who were really diligent in learning the Shakdonim, right, that was the end of them. He was the last Shakdon. Mishmeis Ben Zoma Batlu Hadarshonim. Ben Zoma was the last of the Darshonim. Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva Batlu Kavod HaTorah. with Rabbi Akiva was bottle cover a Torah, Mishemesh Rabbi Hanina Mendoza, bottle Anshe Maisa, Mishemesh Rabbi Yossi Katanta, Posku Hasidim, the Loma Nikra Shmo Katanta, why was Rabbi Yossi called Yossi Katanta? Shoya Katanta Shel Hasidim. He was the last chosid, but he was the least of them. The last and the least. Mishemeis Rabbi Yochum and Zakei, Botel Ziv HaChochma, Mishemeis Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin, Botel Kovar HaTorah, Umeisa Tahara, Uprishus. Mishemeis Rabbi Yishmael Ben Pabi, Botel Ziv HaKohuna, Mishemeis Rabbi, Botel Anova V'Yirascheit. Okay, these were the last people, there was still Anova, Yirascheit, or whatever, but never to the Madrega that it was originally. And they ended an era. Rashi. Pumas Chael Shehavi Aspasinus of Shalayim, the legions that Aspasinus brought against Yerushalayim. After that, the Tzoris began to get more, and they make Zeres not to be so much besimcha. Ataros Chason and the Iris and Farsh Bimara. The Pumas Shal Tito Shehavi Hurkinus Asturibulus Elchiv. Right, there was a machlokus between Hurkinus and Aristobulus. Right, who was going to be the king? And Hyrcanus brought in the Romans. That's how eventually the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Right? He brought in the Romans to help him. And in the end, they not only help him, but they went against him. Between the first time Titus was brought in by Hyrcanus and the time he came back to destroy the Beis Hamikdash was 52 years. Kedomer v'Seder Olam. Ataras Kalos Meforish Bigmara. The Pumus HaAchron, who shall Churban Habayis, the shall Titus Lomihadi. Titus returned to destroy the Beis HaMikdash 52 years later. Ba'apirion Besochair, Shahayu Molichin Osa Mi Beis Ovil, the Beis Baila, Ba'apirion Shal Mi'ilin, the Talisos Muzavos Mukofosla. Used to, what's it called, make this chuppah of all kinds of clothing and bad. That was, what's it called, golden covered. They used to bring the kala from her father's house to the chosin's house, in the middle of, through the city. They stopped that. Mostly Mishalos, Losein Os Amasla, Vitam Lechachma, Likonis Babashari Bina, Gagon Mimsholoshualim, the Omer Besanhedrin. Kihudorish Rav Meir, Kihavidorish Rav Meir, Bepirko Havidorish Tilta Shmaisa, 1/3 said Halacha, Tilta Agadita, 1/3 Agadita, and Tilta Masli, and 1/3 Misholim. Shakdonim, Shokdim Audalsus Besamidrish, people are very diligent, right? A Masmid, Hasmoda, Laila Vyom, night and day, Kidamra Vyavomos, Avoma Esesh and Afshi Choshmatora, because Ben Azai didn't get married, because he was so Osik, but Torah, he couldn't have time for a wife. So he was the last of the Shakdonim. Hadarshonim, Shoyaboki, Betame, Hamikros, Kida Omer, Lozochisi, Shite, Omer, Yitzias, Mesrayim, Balelos, Hachadrosha, Benzoma. Benzoma knew how to darshan all the Torah Shabal Peh from the Torah Shabichsav. So he, the one who was able to be Doresh, Torah Shabal Peh from Torah Shabichsav, died with Benzoma. He was the last one. Bottle covered a Torah, so you know saying Libo, Lidrosh called coats for coach shall call os. What was Rabbi Akiva's specialty? He knew how to darshan every tag, different halachas from the tagim of the Torah. Every os was important. The Koshkan Tavos Yaseros for Osios Yaser. Surely if there were extra words or extra letters, right? Kigon Bas Ubas Anidoresh. The Zeu covered a Torah. Godel, She'ein Ba Dover Levatola. That's the biggest covered a Torah, that there's nothing in the Torah that's extra. Everything has a purpose. So when he died, and they forgot already how to darshan every tag, so the Kavod HaTorah was diminished. Anshe Maisa, Batuach B'chashivuso, V'osa Maisa Mufloyim, right? People who were Batuach in their Chashivus, and were able to do miracles, miracle workers. Kedom B'tainis, Namti, Kishurecha, Yomer Lechomets, V'yidlok, V'yizim Lehavi, Ze'evim B'karneim. That was Rechani Mendoza, when his daughter-in-law lit vinegar instead of oil, right, and it started to burn because of the wick. And then she realized too late, and that was Shabbos already, so he said, don't worry, the same Rebbe Shlomo said that oil can burn, vinegar can burn. So he was able to make miracles. And also his sheep, what's it called, brought wolves that attacked them. They killed the wolves and came with the wolves on their horns. Also a miracle. Katnusim shel chasidim, shoyu hachasidim holchim v'kolim, right? The whole Indian of chasidim, right? We learned last night in the Mesil Shishorin Shir what chasidus is, but the real chasidim, people who do lifnim b'shura sadin, were becoming diminished. Hu hayo mikanei and the sofan, he was in the last of them. Ziv hachochma, ze lo yodana mayu. Rashi said, I don't know exactly what ziv hachochma is. But the pasuk says, Toar Adam, what's it called? Chochma, what's it called? Toar Adam, something to do with the Chochma gives you a certain gleam. So that's Ziv HaChochma. Mishemes Rab Gamliel HaZokin, Batel Kavar HaTorah. Meseches Megillah Amrinan, Sha'ad Shemes, Hu HaYabriyus Ba'olam. Right? Before Rab Gamliel died, people were still very healthy. Right, and then they used to learn Torah. V'lohayu lemeidim Torah ela mu'umad. They would learn Torah standing up. V'lohayu lemeidim Torah ela mu'umad. Mishameisu yored choli la'olam. V'hutzrichu lilmud Torah b'yushav. After Rav Gamliel died, people became more frail, and they had to learn sitting down, otherwise they couldn't concentrate. Botel ziv hakohuna shahaya chacham v'asher the kohanim rabim ochlan shulchano. The Ziv HaKohuna, the covet of the Kohanim, he was a tremendous Chacham and an Osher, and he fed a lot of Kohanim on his table, and they had that tremendous covet. Ubnei Chorin, we didn't get it yet. Ubnei Chorin Yuchasin, Chafu Rosham, we didn't get it yet. Okay. We'll leave this for tomorrow.
What's left for us?
What? This was, we have the remnants of that. We have the things that are similar to that, but not on that Madrega anymore. Also today, but we don't have on that level. But relative to what we can have, there's still Shakdonim or whatever, but not relative to what they were, it's nothing. But according to what we have, and Adarava, because a person has less potential, if he uses out his potential, he could even be greater than them. They had more potential, so they had more of a chiyuv. We have less potential, so we have less of a chiyuv.